Blog Talk Radio. evening, folks, and a hearty welcome to our drive-in theater. We have a wonderful evening's entertainment lined up for you, one that will provide several hours of pleasurable relaxation and diversion for you and your family. Did you fail to dress up for tonight's show? No tie, an old shirt and slacks, a house dress? Well, don't give it a thought. We're glad you came as you are. We just want you to enjoy yourselves.
Hi there. I like Clark Kent sitting behind you. Thank you. A little Clark Kent action going on there. Friends in the corner. My friends at the high table up there. Yeah, hi there. I like to see everybody. You know, it's so misleading. You can't see this, but turn around just for a second and look at that wall. This place looks so more crowded than it is. I'm like, God, I can't get that wall to laugh for nothing. Blankly. If they're painted on or something. Oh, yeah, over here. Yeah, we'll go. Is that a date I see happening back there? Yes. What date is this? You're married 33 years? And he still has his arm around you? Let's hear it! Oh, my God! I spend most of my life going, get off me. Get off me. You're too close. You're breathing on me. You're using my air. That's my air. And let's hear it. I want the ladies running the bar and doing everything there. Are they not also putting like this kind of show and everything together? Oh, look at you, little popcorn ladies here. Popcorn ladies. Now, I can't tell. Are you related or friends? A little combination of both. Oh, it's like the mafia down there. A little combination. Funny you should ask. Be careful on your way out tonight. You guys look like you're up to some fundraising or something, this table here. You guys, no? Nothing? Just fundraising, huh? Yeah, okay. We'll go over to the Mad Moose later and party down. The name of the place is here. If you turn a corner, there's a bar or a restaurant or something. You turn it, you got the sharp turn, though. No parking. I guess in Binghamton, it's the tuck and roll premise of getting into the local establishment. Hey, we're there. Tuck and roll. I'll be passing by later at 12. Run fast. Jump on the hood. Gosh, my way here, I drove in from New York City. And, you know, it's a long way. Trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, you know what? I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn wherever I want. And I think I'm going this way, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut off that other way. That's fine. You guys are dangerous. Are you cute together? Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Moses in the air, everywhere, look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, look, he's a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you're together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're going to go in. If she says we're together, don't even go there. We're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer, you know. So I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the big I've got to drive a long way for everything, to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raised their hand. Okay. That kind of sound. It's fun, though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the long dogs. Well, the short dog. Lost dog. Okay, lost dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. But I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please, stop. Stop. Help me. They were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it, too. A very Aryan crowd. I didn't notice that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
You're from New York City? You're Jewish?
I just
hey! We're all mishpacha! I'm Nancy Lombardo. And woo! This has been Ladies of
All right, that was a little fun from Ladies of Laughter. Yeah, that was me performing. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this Tuesday, and that's on Blog Talk Radio, she will be having film critics Diana Sanger, and James Colt Harrison. And they'll be talking about Ben-Hur, my brother. Anyway, check her out on Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also, check out her blog. They're very interesting. Well, I guess it's Labor Day, so got to be a little patriotic, right? Why not? Ironically, we're taking the day off for a day that celebrates work. Betty Jo Tucker. I'll try talking a little louder, see if that picks it up. We're playing with this new headset I got. Okay. Betty's blaming it on her hearing. I hope not. Betty Jo Tucker, movie attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Now, little Mike for this video.
Hey. Thanks a lot. I'm Mike Birbiglia. I got one of those last names that you always have to spell on the phone, like it's B as in boy, I-R, B again, I-G-L-I-A, and I wish my last name were just boy. I'd be like, it's B as in boy, and then the rest of the word boy. I'm Italian, but my family's not real Italian. We're like Olive Garden Italian. Sometimes people come up to me, they'll be like, in Italy, it's pronounced Birbiglia. I'm like, in America, you're annoying. It was tough growing up, you know, kids would call me names like Birbiglebug and Birbibliography and faggot. But I love being a comedian. I always wanted to be one. Even as a kid, before I knew what comedy was, I knew I wanted to be a short Jew. And my parents were like, we're Italian. And I was like, stop your kvetching. As a kid, I wanted to be a comedian or a rapper or the owner of a pizza restaurant where third graders could hang out. Yeah. Rap was very different when I was a kid. It was very innocent. It was just like, ribbit or rap, 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 a rap-tastic. Gotten so arbitrarily aggressive, rappers will be like, it's 2005, mofo. I'm like, you're mad about the date? You gotta pick your battles, man. I mean, you get mad about that, no one's gonna believe you when you're mad about real stuff. Like, you crashed into my car, mofo. Yeah, but you were mad that it was 2005. You're like the boy who cried, mofo. There's certain things that rappers do that I really like Busta Rhymes will have a good rhyme and he'll just say his name. He'll be like, Cat in the Hat, and that was that, Busta Rhymes. Sometimes I'll do that with jokes. Like, I like drinking coffee, but if I ever reach a point in my life where the best part of waking up is Folgers in my cup, I'm not sure I want to wake up. Mike Birbiglia. Surprises people that I want to be a rapper because I'm such a ridiculously white bread cracker. Sometimes I'll use the word cracker in my act because a lot of black comics use the N-word. I like to use the C-word. Like, me and my cracker friends were driving down the street in my Volvo station wagon and I said, hey, cracker, pass the sun chips. And he says, not till we get to the picnic, cracker. And I say, cracker, please. He's like, cracker, what? But I said that at a show, and this black guy comes up to me after the show, and he's like, you're my cracker. I was like, actually, sir, you can't call me a cracker. Only we can call each other crackers. You can say cracker, but not cracker. I actually have a habit of making awkward situations even more awkward. Like, I was moving a new bed into my apartment recently, and this woman who lived in the building opened the front door for me with her key, and she goes, I'm not worried because a rapist wouldn't have a bed like that. Now, what I should have said was nothing. What I did say was, you'd be surprised. And there's nothing you can say after that. You're just like, or whatever. I'm dating a girl right now. I realized recently what I needed to find was a woman who loves me for my money but doesn't understand math that well. And I lived with a girl for a while. We worried about different things. One day I said, what do you fear most? And she said, I fear you'll meet someone else and you'll leave me and I'll be all alone. And she said, what do you fear most? And I said, bears. It's nice being here this week. The weird summer. I went to a funeral recently, and they handed out Kleenex at the beginning of the funeral, which I thought was a little cocky. Like, wait till you get a load of this funeral. You're gonna cry and cry. She's so dead. And I got a sympathy card, but I find that a sympathy card is a very underwhelming gesture in a way. It's like saying, I know you're going through the deepest loneliness of your entire life, so here's a picture of a daffodil. I hope that works out for you. That's why I want to make my own sympathy card. Like, on the cover, I'd put a picture of a duck-billed platypus playing checkers with an apple, and then you open it up, and it says, the world is f***ed up. Mike Birbiglia. Thank you very much, Montreal.
Letters you people piss me off.
Dear bicyclist mumbling mean things to himself about me, you almost ran me over. The walking sign said go. Your light said don't go. It was red, if you don't know what that means. Bikes have to follow basic road rules if you're going to be riding on the road. You dummy. I think I heard you mumble. Damn, and you saw me coming. It doesn't matter that I saw you coming. Your light was red. You're not supposed to keep going when the light is red. It would be different if I was just walking across and there was a red hand facing me and there was a green light facing you, but that's not what happened, is it? No, that's not what the story was. So don't get all sassy with me, okay, cyclist? I ride my bike too, okay? So I know what it's like to be both a pedestrian and a bike rider. It's not like I'm some a-hole, ignorant pedestrian that walks in the middle of bike lanes and doesn't move when you yell at them. I am a respectful cyclist / pedestrian. And I follow the rules for the most part. I bet you hit someone. I bet you've already hit a pedestrian before, haven't you? There's always got to be that one that just sets the stereotype for all other people. You are what makes cyclists look bad. You are why taxis and pedestrians get pissed off at cyclists. I hope you're ashamed. And I really hope that people don't judge other bicyclists by their form of transportation because of you, but that they judge them from their own actions. Love, Camille.
Yeah, these are letters. One time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm praying for you. I hope they're entertaining and they make you laugh.
That was Camille Theobald. Okay, gotta love her. Check her out on Facebook. Very funny series of letters to people who piss me off. Betty Jo Tucker, movie at a headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out this week. It's Ben Hur. Was my brother. Anyway, let's end with a little something here. I gotta do something here that's in the minutes permitting, which is 3 minutes and something. Okay. I think I always like Tom Perosa to go out, so let's do that.
What did I do?
What did I do?
I'm asking you anew. Give me a clue.
Give me a clue.
What made you say toodaloo? I wish I knew.
I wish I knew.
What's bugging
you?
You say we're through.
You say we're through.
I feel what did I do?
What did I do?
Our love has gone askew. Oh, please can't you?
Oh, please can't you?
Drop the other shoe. Can I break through?
Can I break through?
Can I undo?
Can I undo?
Can we renew?
Can we renew?
Can I construe?
Can I construe?
What did I?
Comedy Concerts, Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget, you can watch my TV show every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.mnn.org, a lifestyle channel. Thank you for tuning in. Goodbye.